Welcome to the Verbal Graffiti Podcast, Episode 6. This episode is all about goal setting, and yes, I'm your host, Rick Cruz. So let me be clear just to start out. This podcast is not about some remedial self-improvement strategies. This podcast is an information funnel. See, it seems to me that a lot of information has been disproportionately distributed due to socioeconomic factors that have created environments that were less than conducive to a paradigm that's optimal for a successful lifestyle. However, now in the 21st century, that information is literally at our fingertips and no longer a factor or an excuse. So yes, my friends, it's time to challenge ourselves. It's time to challenge ourselves to live better, to be better, and to do better. I challenge you to be great, and I challenge myself as well. Now, you can find this podcast on iTunes and Android. Our official website is verbalgraffitipodcast.com. That's where you can go to find additional information on us and the show notes for each episode. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. There's also a closed group on Facebook where you can go to find exclusive content. We are also now on SoundCloud. Now, I want to personally thank all of our initial subscribers. I do realize this is only the 6th episode and we have so much more to do. As I said, our first goal is 100,000 downloads per month, which means 100,000 subscribers. I do realize that it's going to take a lot of work. There's a lot of heavy lifting and moving parts involved. However, once we're fully set up and ready to go, I will be looking for interviews just to gain further clarity and perspective. So thank you for listening in today. And as always, I want to provide something of value that you can immediately apply to your life and share with others in the realm of business, finance, and lifestyle optimization. We're in the Charlotte market. So if you have a business, product, service, or cause that you would like for us to promote for free, let us know. We're always looking for opportunities to build relationships and see how we can help others accomplish their objectives. Just email me at verbalgraffitipodcast.com. So yes, on today's show, we are going to be talking about goal setting, which is our main topic. But first, we're going to start out with the Hood Book Club. We're reading The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind During Turbulent Times by T. Harv Eker. And like I said, we'll go into the main topic from there. We'll also add on to the Wake Up Challenge, the morning routine that we're building. And then I'll share something interesting about myself before we go. So let's go ahead and get started. And now for the Hood Book Club. The book for June is The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind During Turbulent Times. It's on Amazon for $11.58. It's on Audible for $19.95. It's by T. Harv Eker, whose first book was Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. This is the follow-up to that. It was written released in 2011. If you want a free copy of the book, just send me an email at verbalgraffitipodcast.com. Be part of the book club. It's free. One of my favorite quotes thus far is that rich people are willing to learn and grow where poor people think they already know. They already know this. They already know that. I believe it's just general disinterest or preoccupation. See, this book is not for those who are happy surviving from paycheck to paycheck or just living for the weekend. It's for those who want to thrive in this economy and even more so during challenging economic times. See, the book was released in 2011 during another one of the worst economic challenges of all time. And one thing that I really agree with regards to the book is that poor people are fearful of the economy crashing, whereas rich people just can't wait for it to happen. See, I read somewhere that Warren Buffett, you know, has $9 billion sitting in a Berkshire Hathaway account. He could have purchased companies, invested it at some point, but my guess is that he's sitting tight. See, wealthy people know that when the economy crashes, that's the time to get wealthy. That's the time to create generational wealth. The stocks that were hundreds of dollars per share dropped to $2 per share. See, and then these wealthy investors swoop in and purchase the stocks at a fraction of their value and wait for the economy to recover and make billions of dollars. See, that's the game. Every time it happens, the media is like, this is the worst, you know, economic crisis of all times, just to throw us off. You know, it might be a good time to familiarize yourself with the market and put some money aside the way Warren Buffett does just for investing when the economy crashes. As a matter of fact, I think we should hire Warren Buffett as our personal financial advisor. I got this idea from James Altucher. So he basically said that whenever Warren Buffett buys a stock, we buy a stock. When he sells it, we sell it. That's a winning strategy all day, right? The only problem is that in order to invest in certain stocks, you have to have a portfolio or net worth or a certain portfolio value or net worth in order to be eligible to make those kinds of purchases. Not all stocks, but some of them. But I'm going to start investigating that this week. Thanks to Grant Cardone, I do know that Mattel, the toy company, recently hired the CEO from Google, and their stock price is still at a low at $25 per share, but it should be on the rise. I believe that's what he was trying to say. And then Twitter is at an all-time low at $16 per share. And then Bank of America's stock is at $23 per share. What does this all mean? I have no idea. I'm just watching and learning and sharing what I know. But it might be useful. Like I said, I'm going to do some research this week and really start digging in on this. I mentioned this to one of my friends the other day, and I was like, you know what? You know, I've heard the market is doing some things. You might want to start paying attention and even get involved if we want to make some money. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a little more research on that. But back to the book. What does it mean to have a millionaire mind? To answer this question, you have to study millionaires, I guess. You know, what do they do? How do they think? How do they act? What do they read? Where do they go? What are their habits? And the most important question of all, what do they all have in common? Now, here's an interesting statistic I learned last week. If you added up all the millionaires in entertainment, sports, music, television, all of the arts, all of them together combined would only account for about 1% of the millionaires in this country. So that means that 99%, or you have 99% more of a chance of getting rich through business, entrepreneurship, or just working for a company and doing a job extremely well than anything else. Now, you can become wealthy working for someone else. You just have to work for the right company or right person that's created an environment that's conducive to wealth. The problem is that most jobs only pay you enough to keep you coming back. You know, they're not going to pay you enough so that you can leave. They actually need your service, right? Now, in this book, one of the key differences that stood out to me between the rich and the poor is that, you know, rich people think long term, and a poor person's thoughts only extend out about as far as to their next paycheck, if that. You know, everything is about your mindset or paradigm. So you can have an abundance mentality like the rich or a scarcity mentality like the poor. So your money blueprint has been trained into your subconscious mind since you were a child. And this book is a training to identify your money blueprint and then change it or revise it so that if you're thinking from a scarcity standpoint, you can change it to an abundance mindset. And that one shift alone would change the results that you're having when it comes to building wealth. Now, rich people are willing to learn and grow, and poor people think they already know. You know, I think, you know, poor people are just too busy thinking about and doing things that have no long-term value. Whereas wealthy people, on the other hand, are realistically optimistic. I've never seen a successful hater. And that's because truly successful people don't have time to hate on you. See, everything is energy, and energy travels in frequencies of vibrations. It goes up and goes down. It goes up and goes down. That's energy. And, you know, you attract what you want by changing the frequency of your mind. And the only way to change the frequency of your mind is to change what you're putting in it on a moment-to-moment, second-to-second basis. And that's it for now. That's the first part of my discussion on The Millionaire Mind During Turbulent Times by T. Harv Eker. That's the book pick for June, and I'll be back next week to go further in depth with the book. And remember, you can get the book on Amazon and Audible, and if you want a free copy, just email me at verbalgraffitipodcast@gmail.com. And now for our main topic, which is goal setting. Now, you remember that journal that I asked you to buy during the first episode? Well, it's not only good for journaling and scheduling, but it's also good for goal setting. So how do you set a goal? Well, you just decide what you want and then write it down. Shout out to Jim Rohn. I just recently watched one of his interviews on goal setting. So the more detailed your goals are, the clearer your vision is for the future. So the clearer your vision is, the more likely you'll be able to attain the goals that you set out for. Now, have you ever heard the expression, live life on purpose? Well, goal setting is about taking time to intentionally design your life. Because if you don't design your life, someone else will certainly do it for you, and you probably won't be happy with it. See, most people say to themselves, this is what I want, and they hold that thought in their subconscious mind, waiting for the perfect time to act on that internalized goal. And for most people, that time just never comes. They never get the opportunity to act on it. Now, they're quick to tell you what they want when asked, but that's the only time they reference those goals. Now, when you write your goals down every day and you focus on them, your mind begins to immediately go to work to find ways of achieving it.
See, your mind is an amazing thing. You just kind of just tell it what to do, and then it goes to work for you to try to figure out how to get it done.
Now, every single successful person in the world recommends writing down your goals every day, so why don't you do it? See, I read a study that showed that 3% of Harvard MBAs make 10 times as much as the other 97% combined. Now, that study showed that the only difference was that that 3% had clearly written goals for the future and made plans to accomplish them. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's all because they were a member of some privileged group, right? But even if you ask any entrepreneur who started from the bottom, they'll tell you the same thing. Now, I know it's not a hard sell for people that listen to podcasts, but it's still a reminder. And I'm really hoping that this message reaches the person who has never subscribed to this philosophy and on a continuous basis and really grabs hold and starts to do this every day. If that happens, then mission accomplished, you know. Now, even if you're writing down your goals daily, are you covering the 7 key areas of your life? That's mental, physical, family, social, spiritual, career, and finance. The next time you write down your goals, I challenge you to cover or take some extra time and cover all of those key areas. Even if you only do it once a week, I'm going to start that today. Now, even, you know, after you've identified your goals, there's another list, and Zig Ziglar shared this one. Once you have all your goals outlined, you want to write the benefit of each goal, then list the obstacles that will get in your way, and then list out the skills and knowledge that you would need to accomplish the goal, and then develop a plan of action and set a deadline. See, you have a business plan for your business. Why not have a business plan for your life? So once you do that, your mind has the data that it needs to find ways to help you achieve your goal. See, the mind and the universe work together to kind of give you what you want. You just have to know what you want. And the clearer and more detailed you are about what you want, and the more often you ask for it, the more likely you are going to get it. So write down your goals every day. Now, for example, you could have a goal to be a millionaire, for example. Now, in that goal, what's important is not the money, but what you become when trying to achieve the goal. Now, of course, it's important, or the amount is important, because you don't want to set the goal too low. See, the problem is not that most people set their goals too high and miss them. The problem is that most people set their goals too low and achieve them. So the idea is to set goals so big that you have to grow into the person that's able to achieve the goal. And that's the real success. The money is what you get in addition to the personal growth. That's a Jim Rohn quote. Now, the price of success is discipline. Now, you and I both know that the price is easy if the promise is clear. But the kids today, they will only pay the discipline if they can see the promise in the future. But if they can't see the promise, they won't pay. And now for the wake-up challenge. Now, step one was, as soon as you wake up, to drink as much water as you possibly can, kind of flush out those unwanted toxins that have settled overnight and jumpstart your metabolism. Step two, with the last episode, we decided we're going to meditate for 3 minutes. Now, meditating for 3 minutes means just taking in deep cleansing breaths, clearing your mind, and focusing on appreciation, doing affirmations, or just visualizing what you want your day or life to look like in the future, and then go out and make it happen. Now, step three is to grab your journal or legal pad and immediately start writing down all of your goals. This should take no longer than 5 minutes. Now, once a week when you're off work, you can take time to write out your goals in detail, as discussed earlier. But remember, this is just programming your subconscious mind to kind of focus on those goals. And the number one rule is to make sure that those goals are not too small. Now, we are going to be adding another step to this routine, or this morning routine, next week. Once we have 5 steps to the routine, we're going to do a 30-day challenge and hopefully create a lasting habit. Okay, so right now, before we close out, I'm just going to share a little bit more of my story. So where was I? Yes. I was smack dab in the middle of Hell's Kitchen. Now, the project building that we lived in with my aunt overlooked the schoolyard where I first attended kindergarten. That was PS 188. That's out on Houston Street and FDR Drive. So back then, my cousin Putty used to put on his jumpsuit and go out. I remember, you know, it was around the time of Saturday Night Fever and that kind of thing. The jumpsuit is now called a romper, and I think it's made a comeback. Just noticed that the other day. And so I'm hearing this loud in a house or in the apartment. one day, and I'm hearing some loud thumps coming from outside in the schoolyard. And we all go to the window and we look out, and the schoolyard is packed with people. And this is the first time that I saw two turntables, a DJ and an MC, and this dude rapping on the mic. Now, there was a long extension cord going from the park to someone's apartment on the first floor in one of the buildings. So I was amazed at this whole spectacle, right? I always look back and I remember that that was the first time that I recognized hip hop. Now, at the time, you know, hip hop was about peace, love, unity, and having fun, which nowadays, I think it's primarily about having fun. You know, also the spreading of knowledge and the upliftment of the community were other elements in hip hop that are no longer present in the music. And I say all that to say this, this podcast is about business, finance, and lifestyle, but, you know, it's also hip hop. And that's it for episode 6 of the Verbal Graffiti Podcast. I am your host, Rick Cruz. Now, remember, this podcast is on iTunes and Android. Our official website is verbalgraffitipodcast.com. That's where you can find additional information about us and the show's notes for each episode. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, now SoundCloud. We have a closed group on Facebook where you can go and get exclusive content and information. I want to thank all of my subscribers. Please continue to subscribe to the show. We're building it out. We will be getting interviews. We will be making some massive improvements. And as always, our goal is to provide something of value that you can immediately apply to your life and share with others. I hope we did that today. We'll be back next week. I look forward to speaking to you. And until then, peace.